Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 18th of January. I'm Paul White. Remind you one more time, give me 10, 15 seconds, one more time. Tomorrow, our long sermon for the week, about 45 minutes long, airs at our website and wherever you're listening to this podcast. That we do two drops on Sunday, the DDP and the regular sermon. And the message is titled From Obligation to Opportunity. Get ready for it. Check it out. I think you're going to enjoy it. It's an audio only weekend here on the Paul White Ministries. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15:36. We dealt with 35:36 yesterday. I took you back to Ezekiel 37. I want to start today by saying that, first of all, we're going to work on 36 a little more, but I want to repeat something, or maybe add something to it that we said yesterday, which was that the text from the Old Testament for Israel regarding resurrection was the story of the Valley of the dry bones living from Ezekiel 37. Probably would be worth a podcast to take a look at the 14 verses from Ezekiel 37. But that's also your glory, too. You get to do that, and I hope you did. I hope you've taken some time and read those 14 verses. What I would, pardon the pun, flesh out, you'll know what I mean if you've read that text, what I would flesh out on my statement from yesterday that this is the resurrection text is this is the metaphor of the entire Old Testament. If you're looking for a metaphor about resurrection, this is the one that a Jewish scholar or a person in Judaism who had familiarity with the major prophets, Ezekiel certainly being a major prophet, this is the story they would know. The Old Testament is not full of resurrection metaphors. Well, it is in a way, but I don't know that they looked at them as resurrection metaphors. Getting off the ark is sort of a resurrection metaphor. Coming out of Egypt is a resurrection metaphor. Crossing the Jordan is a resurrection metaphor. But I think you can do a lot with them without ever mentioning resurrection, because they had to do with delivery from slavery or delivery from the adversities of life or protecting yourself from a flood. I mean, they are metaphors that work in other spots. The Valley of Dry Bones is a vision of a valley full of dead soldiers. It's not a metaphor wrapped in a metaphor. He sees a vision, and he's told that it's Israel, and he's told that he realizes, he admits the only way they can live, because he's asked, you know, can these bones live? Oh, well, I don't, you know. That's Ezekiel's answer. I don't know, you know. Well, of course, they can live, but it's going to take God doing it. And that's Ezekiel's basic argument is, well, no, they can't live because dead things don't live again. Only you know if they can. That's the premise of the resurrection argument. Only God knows if they can. And so when you get out of those 14 verses, what you're left with is that if anything that's dead is going to live again, A, God knows, B, God has to do it. And so as that story ends, it's God saying, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. I'll place you in your own land. And I think we've focused too much on being placed in the land and not enough on the spirit being put in them. And which says, what it says to me is that the Old Testament message of resurrection is, the dead will live when the Holy Spirit comes into them. Maybe we've overemphasized that as physical resurrection and underemphasized it as spiritual resurrection. And again, not taking away physical resurrection, but the more I read and study 1 Corinthians 15, the less convinced I am that Paul's primary argument is that you're going to raise again, and the more I think his primary argument is you better believe in resurrection or you're not alive, because what you've experienced in Christ is more than the head knowledge of a guy that was a good dude in Galilee. and had good ethics. What you've experienced in Christ is that the dead do raise. You were dead in your sins and your trespasses, but you've been made alive. I don't know how much plainer this can be. You were dead in your sins and trespasses. You've been made alive. So, you were a dead guy in a valley of dry bones. Can you live? God knows. How can you live? God has to put His Holy Spirit in you. You were dead in your sins and your trespasses. You've been made alive in Him. How'd He do it? Holy Spirit. So the message of resurrection that Paul is presenting is focused primarily on you better believe in a resurrection. Otherwise, what do you believe in? What do you believe? If Jesus, because this is the source of his argument. Hey guys, Jesus really did resurrect. And people going, well, I don't know about that. I mean, I can believe in the Sermon on the Mount and I don't have to believe in the resurrection. I can believe Jesus was a good guy and I don't have to believe in the resurrection. I can believe Rome and Israel killed him and I don't have to believe in the resurrection. And Paul's argument is, no, you can't, not if you believe you have the Holy Spirit. Because the prophecy of you receiving his spirit was given over a story of dead people coming to life. And so you need the resurrection in your Christianity, because without the resurrection, you have the head knowledge of a good guy. With the resurrection, you have the reality that the dead can live. And I don't think we should limit that sermon to the dead can live someday, because Paul has just told them, what's the point of me going to all of this trouble to maybe die every day? There's something beyond what I see and what I feel and how I respond. I am a reality that's bigger than just the flesh. I am a reality that's bigger than just the natural realm. And you know this, and I know this, and we know it in our core that we are more than just heart and lungs and muscle and tissue. And it's bigger than I get something when I die, though getting something when you die is awesome. I don't think it's his argument. I think his argument is you get something because he died and rose. You died and rose. And that is worth dying for. Foolish when what you sow is not, this is verse 36 of 1 Corinthians 15. What you sow is not made alive unless it dies. I thought I needed a day to sort of flesh out that Ezekiel 37. Tomorrow we're going to work on what you sow is not made alive unless it dies, and I promise we're going to do some John 12, which I gave you the homework on. So we'll do that tomorrow together. I'll see you then. Grace to you. God bless.